Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE. And you just heard Lucy Wainwright's song, Softline. And I am actually very happy. I have Lucy Wainwright Roach right here
Hi.
with me right now. Hi, Lucy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, I make this mistake sometimes. I'll say Lucy Wainwright, something Lucy Roach. I don't know.
Yeah,
How,
well,
where,
technically my
what is
last.
your.
Yeah, my last name is Roach, and my middle name is Wainwright. So I have my mom's last name, and my dad's name is my middle name.
Oh, you did. So it's officially your middle name. It's not like a two-part last name. Oh,
Nope,
that's interesting. We did that.
it's a middle name, and I it's a mouthful. So you can pick any combination
Not,
that you
I don't. Not
like.
by today's standards. I think a lot of people with blended families and whatnot, you know, have you know, been doing similar things. My own son, who his also we did the exact same thing. His mother's last name is his middle name. And
Okay,
my
yeah.
last name is his. So let's get out of the way right away. You're going to be performing at the local in Saugerties tomorrow, Saturday night, at 8 p.m. At what a great venue. You were there. I saw in the last year or two with your mother, Suzy Roach. You did a kind of a show together, which I thought was very funny and sweet, among other things.
Yeah, we loved playing at the local. We'd never been there before. Sorry, that's the sounds of Brooklyn that we're hearing out the window.
I can't even hear it, but I lived there many, many years and know all the sounds very well.
Okay,
Thank
well,
you.
it's some sort of sound. But yeah, we loved playing at the local. We didn't know about it as a venue till that gig, and it just seems like a really special thing they're trying to do there. And so I'm super excited to be back tomorrow.
Right. For a solo show this time.
Yes, for a solo show.
And we were talking this before we went on the air, but I also got a chance to see you with Indigo Girls last summer, and that was a treat. And I think you did Softline, correct? How was that experience for you?
That was really fun. I was out on the road with them singing, mostly singing backup in their band. And then usually I would sing one song of my own in the middle of their set. And I love being on the road with them. They're some of my favorite people and favorite musicians. And it was just a thrill to do that tour. And we're going to go back out this summer. I'm going to sing with them in their band this summer. So that'll be fun too.
Yeah, well, you've done that with even family members, right? Supported them, and then of course you branched off and had to do your own thing.
Right.
But where's the? Do you have like a? I don't know. I know there's less pressure, right? If you're just like part of the band, right, and you're
Right.
supporting,
Well,
that's got to feel great.
I mean, when I play solo or even with my mom, you know, it's mostly acoustic
Right.
singer, songwriter. I play the guitar and sing. So getting to sing in the Indigo Girls band is like as close to being in a rock band as I am ever going to get, I think. So it's so fun. Because it's a whole different kind of a world. We were playing with a full band, and being a part of a group like that is just, it's very fun. And touring solo, which is mostly what I do, has its own perks, has a soulfulness about it, but it is fun to get to pop in and be part of like a on the road family every now and again, you know, either with my real family or with not my real family.
Right. The family you were stuck with versus the
Yeah,
family
exactly.
you choose.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm avoiding the family stuff because there's so much out there. I mean, you know, everyone knows you've collaborated also with your sister and your brother and all that's out there in the world. People can find it. So I'd rather actually talk to you while we have a little bit more time. And again, you're going to be performing at the local in Saugerties Saturday night at 8 o'clock. I was wondering. Well, first of all, I have a question. Since we were talking about Indigo Girls, and because you do cover songs, mix them with originals, have you ever covered an Indigo Girls? They're such great songwriters,
They
first and
are.
foremost.
One time my mom and I did a cover of an Amy Ray solo song, but I've never done one alone, although I've definitely considered it. They have so many great songs.
They do.
Of course, people would probably miss the two-part harmony thing if I did it alone, but
That's a good
you
point.
never know. You never know.
Right.
It's interesting to try to take a song that people really know and try to find your
Reinvent
own
it.
way with it, even if
Yeah.
it, you know, is a
Sure.
classic.
So here's a question for you as somebody who's been songwriting now for, I think you've been doing it for about, if I'm not mistaken, your first album came out in 2007 or something like that.
Yeah,
I was
that's
listening to, so you're going on 20 years.
I know, it's so weird.
Isn't it? It's very strange.
It blew by.
Yeah. So how do you push yourself into maybe uncomfortable areas, or like, it's very easy to become repetitive. Not even where people would care or notice. I'm talking about you as an artist. Like, so you're not repetitive to your for yourself, and you find new things you want to write about and new stories to tell.
Yeah. Well,
So.
it's an interesting question at this particular moment. I think it's changed over the years. And every time I make a record and write a bunch of songs, then afterwards it seems like I'll never do it again. It seems like totally inaccessible. Like, how did that even happen? I'm not a person who like is writing all the time, every day kind of comes in waves. So in between waves, I'm always
Yeah.
like, well, I guess that's it. I'll never have anything else to say again. It feels sort of hopeless in between, and then
Yeah.
inevitably something unfolds, and there it is again, and something, more things emerge. So it's kind of a surprise every time. And not that long ago, I had a baby, so this is an interesting chapter right now because I'm trying to figure out how to even access my own brain privately again since she was born. So I haven't quite figured out
Somebody
how.
else owns your brain, in other words,
Yeah.
right? As well as every other parts, you know.
Exactly. So I haven't totally figured that out yet, but I'm trying to figure out how there's room to be both things, kind of in touch with the songwriting part of my brain and also, being with her. So, and she's not that small either, so it's been a while. It's taking me a while to figure it out, but
As your father's albums and the songs, and well, he brought you up in some patches, I'm assuming he was very present, as opposed to maybe others. But do you look? How does that impact you as a young parent? I
his
mean,
songs, his sort of autobiographical family songs.
so
Yeah.
yeah, which is
He
a significant part of his body of work. Let's face it.
absolutely. And he has really great songs about his family
The
life.
best. Yeah. Let's.
And I think in a way, and I lived with my dad when I was very small, and then sort of just intermittently, like for summer
Right.
visits and stuff when I was growing up. But now we work together a lot. We play a lot of shows together. But I would say that his songs really, because they're so open and honest, I've gotten to know him better through his work, in a way that maybe if we were in a different line of work, I might not have, just because he is very honest about himself in his work. So that's something that I really appreciate. And when you're, I guess, when you're in the context of parenting, like you're asking, he's certainly very vulnerable and open about his what's difficult for him about it, and maybe his shortcomings even. And so that's nice to hear as a parent, because of course you always feel like you're kind of maybe doing it wrong. So I guess you can historically think like, oh, okay, well, we all think we're doing it wrong, so that's good.
It's that's
Yeah.
the inevitability as we all sort of make our mistakes as parents. You
Yeah.
know, it's a matter of how you choose to respond to those mistakes,
Yeah,
I
totally.
suppose, right? Is it yeah. So you, again, you're going to be at this at the local in Saugerties. Are you bringing the family, or are you?
I think I'll probably drive up alone. Again, that's always a nice way to get some mental
Right.
space, is I have to go do a
Yeah.
gig, so I'll drive a couple of hours by myself and then drive home after the show. I'm
Oh.
sad not to stay, because I lo it's so beautiful in Saugerties and all around there. We love
I
it and
know.
love to
Yeah.
stay. I think probably I'll be on baby duty the next day, so it'll be a quick up and back.
Right.
Yeah.
No break for, oh wow. Well, I so appreciate your making time today, and I'd love to do this. We'd love to have you anytime, maybe next time. We would love it. We're an independent radio station, very close, not too far from Saugerties at all, in the center of sort of the Hudson Valley between the Catskills and the Berkshires, kind of like a really
Cool.
ideal spot. And it's really special when folks like yourself come in, and perform here, just do a song or something like that, and an
Totally.
interview.
I'd love to
Yeah.
do that anytime. And
All right. Well, I'll keep in touch. And I again appreciate your making time this morning to come on the Midday Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and thanks for letting people know about the show. I'm excited to be back in Saugerties.
Well, it's a special place. You're a special musician, so it's my pleasure. And so we spoke quite a bit about family and being a mom yourself, and you're a mom. And so why don't we start off with a song you and your mom did together, a cover of a relatively popular song by Stevie Nicks called Landslide.
Yeah, one of our favorites.
All right, 98.1 KZE.